Welcome to You Don't Say. Listen to real English conversation as we talk about life around the world, cultural differences, and things that have surprised us on our travels. Now here's your hosts, Abigail and Audrey.
This is the third of our Friday flashbacks, where you can relive our five favourite episodes. We hope you enjoy listening and look out for brand new You Don't Say episodes coming soon.
Hi and welcome to episode 18 of You Don't Say, and this episode is called Crimes Against Food.
Are you one of those people that commits crimes against food, Abby?
No, I would never do that.
No, never. Well, I'm going to confess, I do have a crime that I do commit. So before we get started, I just want to do a shout out to Rahima. She is one of our new listeners, and she commented that she loves the conversation and she thinks we speak really clearly and she's able to understand us, and she really enjoyed it. So hi, Rahima, and welcome to the podcast, and I hope you continue listening to us. Yeah. So it's exciting. So, we sort of decided to make this episode because of our experiences in Italy. Yeah, we both had this kind of funny looks at us when we've ordered or talked about foods that in Italy is considered really not good. So what's your crime? You have actually committed a crime, haven't you?
Oh yeah. I tried to like put it out of my mind, but I did. So when I first moved to Italy many years ago, when I went to study there at university, I remember like my first day on campus, and I was a bit hungry, and I saw this like pizza shop where you could get like pizza, like slices of pizza to take away. And I was like, oh yeah, pizza. And I went inside and I pointed to this pizza and said to the man serving, can I have that pizza with the pineapple on it? And he just looked at me like this kind of look of like, I don't even know, like shock, maybe disgust. And then he was like, that's not pineapple, it's potato. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll have the pizza with the potato then. And I never asked for a pizza with a pineapple on ever again. And I don't eat it now. I was shamed.
So you've been shamed into not eating it. And and what about pizza with potato? Do you like pizza with potato?
I ate it, you know, it's not my favorite flavor.
Yeah, it's quite like, probably for most people, it's quite a heavy combination of, but yeah. I don't know, for some reason that's acceptable, but pineapple not. So yeah. And on a follow-up to that, about 6 months ago, there was a Swedish guy. He was posting on Instagram pizza making skills with kiwi fruit on top. And he was publicly shamed by many Italians. I think some Italians got quite aggressive with him, like, you know, abusive messages, please don't do that to pizza. So. But yeah, unfortunately, I think for Italians, you have to admit that pizza has gone international.
Yeah.
So it's a bit, as I say, it's a bit like bread. People just put what they want on it. Yeah.
Yeah,
anything
goes now.
Yeah. So pizza is out of the control of the Italians. So, yeah. So that's one crime. But I do have a big favorite that happens that I don't know how I learned it. I can't remember exactly why. But probably one day I was talking about food, eating pasta. Maybe I was talking about cooking something for dinner, I don't know, and I think I might have mentioned that I had some chicken in the fridge, I had some pasta in the cupboard, and that maybe I could buy some cream or something to sort of make like a creamy chicken pasta sauce. And I had this look of disgust. How could it be? Are you crazy? And very clearly, pasta does not go with chicken. And I've tested out this rule with many people, because, you know, sometimes you think maybe it's just one person who has this particular rule, but no, it's quite clear pasta and chicken, you can't do. So, or how about you, Abby? Do you eat pasta with chicken? It's good. It's good. Don't tell the Italians, but actually it's good.
Am I allowed to confess?
Yeah.
I think I have before. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. No. So, of course, that's when we get into the rules of, well, that's international Italian food. It's not real Italian food. So there's always a big difference with all cuisines, you know, like Chinese food is not the same as it is in China. Yeah. How were your experiences of Chinese food when you went to China?
Like, it was completely really different from Chinese food here. Like, because there's so many different styles of Chinese cooking. Like, you'll have really spicy Chinese food in one, like, province. You'll have more, like, sweeter foods in another province. Whereas in the UK, you just kind of find, like, a lot of Chinese food here is just really, like, sweet, sugary. And it's not the same. So.
Yeah, I definitely, if we're going to talk about crimes, I've seen some pretty bad crimes with sugar. In Australia as well. I don't know. I think it's become a problem generally that, I don't know, in Australia definitely, that people want sweeter tasting things. And so, for example, when I went back to Australia one time, I bought some pesto and it had sugar inside it.
That's, like, I'm sorry, that's gross.
No, like, for anybody who doesn't know what pesto is, it's basil leaves. If you want, you can have some garlic, fresh olive oil. You squash it into a paste and you mix it into your pasta and it's wonderful. Oh, the pine nuts as well. Yeah, you need some of those too. But it's very simple and you don't need sugar. I think you can add a bit of salt if you want, but sugar, no. But and it was literally disgusting. We put it on our pasta. We didn't realize it had sugar in it and said there's something wrong with this pesto. And yeah, we looked. It had sugar in it. And my sister actually is a chef and she said, yeah, the Australian cuisine wants sugar in their food. So it's kind of scary because there's all this hidden sugar in the food. So anyway, that's another discussion for another day, like, you know, health food. So bad. Anyway, what else do we know? There are some foods that some countries eat that in other cultures is considered quite disgusting or like untouchable, I guess. For example, many people are fascinated that Australians eat kangaroos. So they're like, but they're so cute and they jump around. Yeah, but there's too many of them. So we have too many kangaroos. So we started eating them. But actually, it's a very healthy meat. It's not the best tasting, but it can be quite healthy. And there's another one in, I think, France, Italy. I don't know, probably there's other countries that also eat it, which is horse. But how do you feel about horse, Abby?
I wouldn't like to eat it. I think it's just because, like, I see so many horses around here and they're cute and stroke them and, yeah, I don't want to eat them. It's a pet.
I must admit this argument doesn't work with me because you say that about a horse, but then you can't say the same for a cow or a chicken or a pig. I don't know. We have this double standards about animals. No? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so it's a complicated world. We all have, I think this is when it comes down to just customs and traditions, what is accepted as normal or what's not.
Yeah.
So in the end, if it tastes good, why not eat it? So let's go to my home. At the moment, I live in Mallorca, and I didn't know this. I only learned this recently, but apparently when you eat prawns, you need to really eat all of the prawns. So when they watch us giris, us foreigners, eating prawns, we always tend to cut off the head and put it to the side and just leave it. But for them, it's like, no, you have to kind of get the head and suck out the ingredients of the head and eat that too. And yeah, I can't do that.
I heard it's like the best part, the head. It's like where all the flavor is. Like, no, I can't eat someone's head.
But on the other hand as well, like my friends here who are Colombian, my friend's daughter, she's 8, she loves eating the fish's eye. If you can't see it, but Abby has like just pulled like a face like, what? He's like, no,
I like fish, but I don't like their eyes.
What about in Thailand, did you try anything strange?
Had a lot of seafood when I was there. I think I remember the last night on one island, there was this like particular kind of, I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it was called I've forgotten the name of it, but it kind of looked like a baby lobster, and I couldn't eat it because when I turned it over, it had like so many legs. And the thing is, I'd seen these in seafood the sea. Like a few days before, all together, like in a pond. I was like, no, I can't eat that. And it was really funny because I wouldn't touch them. And then when they came to clear our table, I just had to be like, oh, so full. Oh, I'm so full. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it feels bad when you don't eat it. No.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's funny. I have, when you were telling the story about the pizza arriving in Italy, I had this memory, this flashback of when I first arrived in Japan, in Tokyo, many years ago. And, you know, to fly from Australia to Tokyo, it's like a 12-hour flight. And I arrived at the hotel. I was pretty tired, and I also had a really bad headache. And so I thought, what I need is a big bowl of pasta. It will make me feel better. So I thought it was like spaghetti with tomato. And it arrived, and it was spaghetti with tomato, but it had seaweed kind of flakes on top. Yeah, it was, I mean, obviously it's something that they do in Japan, but like for me it was like, what is this on my spaghetti?
Like a fusion. Asian-Italian fusion.
Asian-Italian spaghetti. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a normal thing or they're just being decorative. Who knows? But I was a bit like, oh, I just want normal pasta. So, you know, when you first arrive to a country and maybe don't feel so well, you just want something that's familiar. It's sometimes a bit challenging if you get, something weird on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we talked about crimes against food. I've got one thing I'd like to just last tell is about the etiquette of Australian barbecues. So if you ever go to Australia and you go to a barbecue, there's one thing that you must make sure that happens, because if it doesn't happen, it will be a crime. So basically there's always one person or maybe a few people who are responsible for cooking the meat and vegetables on the barbecue. But all the other guests at the barbecue have one job only. It's the only most important job there is to make sure that the cook has a beer. So if they finish their beer, you need to ask them, would you like another one? It's, you know, everybody is responsible for this. So, you know, if you go to Australia and you're at a barbecue, don't commit this crime of not offering them beer. Yeah. So that's my last note about food crimes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just remember one thing. I was in New York a few years ago and I'd gone out for breakfast at the typical American diner and it was so excited. Oh, we're going to have American breakfast. And we'd ordered our food and was just kind of like listening to conversations, and then we heard this lady order her food, and then she said to the waiter, like, do you have any soda? Like, do you have any like fizzy drinks? And he was like, yeah, we have like cola, we have this, we have that. And I was like, no, you can't. Okay, let me say that this was like 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay. Like, you don't drink like soda, fizzy drinks at 9 o'clock in the morning. Not where I come from anyway. So
No, it's funny that I think I have seen people drink Coca-Cola for breakfast.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a serious crime.
No. Yeah, that's a crime. I agree. Yeah, that's just, no. So who would like to confess a crime? Anybody out there, listeners, If you've got something to say, please, you can tell us. We won't judge you. It's okay. If you like chicken with pasta, if you like soda, or we say fizzy drink, or, you know, whatever you call it, you like to have it for breakfast, tell us. It's okay. You can confess all your crimes.